We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling. District's going on this Saturday. ACGC and the Chargers trying to get themselves healthy as they go to South Hamilton. A little bit of a drive there, but joining us now is head coach Lane Rummelhart. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team as you head into districts this Saturday?
Well, I can tell you for the first time all year, we're going to have our full 12-man roster. We've never been able to fill the 106 and 113-pound weight class all year. Just don't have anybody there. But we've had somebody at all the others from 120 to heavyweight, and all of our guys are going to be healthy and ready to go this weekend. So that's a nice feeling.
I bet. Nowhere better than the present here to get yourself healthy. What are some of the injuries that you've had to battle all season long to try and keep the team going here?
Yeah, anything too specific, just a couple fractures. We had a couple guys start out the season with some fractures, a couple guys midway get some fractures, collarbone, tibia, elbow, pinkies and fingers. So I don't know why our kids are susceptible to getting broken bones. Must be something in the water around Guthrie, but everyone's back and healthy and ready to compete up in South Hamilton.
So a guy, I was talking about a couple of your guys. First, before I ask about specific guys, are there going to be any tough brackets that you think of? I mean, like, is there anybody who's going to have a really tough road here at districts?
Sure. We always look ahead as coaches, right? I mean, I've got my ideas of where guys are going to be, and we look ahead a little bit. Obviously, the message to the team all week, all year is just always worry about wrestling your match. We're not worried about wrestling matches based on who the opponents are. But yeah, we'll certainly have some tough brackets. One that comes to mind at 190 pounds, Carter Richter, returning state qualifier for us. He's probably going to have to beat a guy he's gotten beat by this year to go. So you always kind of keep your eye on that. You focus a little bit more on, some details there. A couple other brackets. I think 120 is going to be a toss-up for Chase Slayball. He finally, started out this year at 138, then 132, then 126. Now he's down at 120. His record reflects that a little bit. Some of the guys that he might face might overlook that a little bit, and he's been wrestling really well lately. But across the board, there's just really tough competition. We've got the number one team in the state. They just proved it last week at State Duels, Don Bosco. They're looking to send as many guys as they can at each weight class, just like we are. So, specific bracket wise, we can get into the details, but ultimately the guys got to show up and just wrestle their best match.
How do you feel about a guy like Ryder Klein at 144? He's 35-4. I guess his last match at the Charger Invite, he lost to Jackson Gordon of Riverside, but only four losses so far this year. And obviously a state tournament guy from a year ago. How do you feel about him as he goes into districts?
I feel great about where Ryder's at. Three of the four matches Ryder's lost this year, we've been up big in. He just has a tendency of hanging on a little too long sometimes. We're working on that, including that one at the Charger. We were up 6-0 dominating that match and ended up losing it, but that's okay. I'd rather have that happen in the regular season. I expect Ryder to go out firing, roll through his bracket of district, get a good seed going into the state tournament, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then somebody, a senior for you, Gavin Sloss. I mean, we talked to him earlier in the season. Another senior like Mike Fuller. How do you feel about some of your seniors coming into this? And obviously a lot riding on the line for them because they don't want their senior career to end.
Sure. I'll talk about Gavin first then. Gavin has wrestled really quality opponents all year long. I mean, if you look at the losses on his record, it's not a guy that's going to be, probably far off or on that medal stand this year, just like I expect Gavin to be. Like I kind of said with Ryder, I'm glad we took maybe a few lumps in the middle part of the year. I think we're learning from those and getting better and going to do a few more things, maybe a little bit better here in the postseason. I expect Gavin to have a good match at districts. Another quality opponent we definitely expect from Don Bosco to be in his bracket, but he's a guy that's worked really hard for me for a long time. I've known him since he was a little guy, part of our wrestling program in our youth years. So I expect Gavin to go out on top as a senior, leave it all on the mat. He always does. Mike Fuller, another senior, started wrestling a lot later than a guy like Gavin. But you know what? Mike and Gavin are actually cousins, so it's funny to bring them up at the same time. Mike, he's just got to attack the legs. When Mike goes upper body, sometimes he wins, sometimes he loses. Mike's really good when he attacks the legs. That's our whole mantra with him this week. Get to the legs, score often, and I think he'll be fine too.
So what is your overall message to the guys here? Because this is it, you know, put up or shut up right now.
Yep. We've been talking about ownership. We just got to own as a team this week how we wrestle. You know, if we go out afraid to lose, we might lose. But if we go out excited to win, we're a lot more likely to compete and just leave it all on the mat. You don't want to go home Saturday night and be thinking, man, I wish I would have just won a little bit harder. You just got to own your style, own how you are going to compete. I think the guys are really receptive to that. Just keeping things simple and not, you know, not adding anything special at the end of the year, just sticking to our go-to moves and hitting them better than anybody else.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck at districts at South Hamilton this week. Thanks so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Lane Rummelhart, head coach for ACGC Boys Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.